When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's Group Therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, when we're talking about group therapy, Kelly, describe what we're saying.
Well, this is just a situation that maybe you need some advice on, mm-hmm. and you can't necessarily talk to anyone, your family or friends. You want some unbiased opinions, so you come to us.
Yeah, we'll toss it out to our listeners and see if we can help steer you and guide you and give you an answer. So, got this message from a listener, says, "Hey guys, I need to know if this is a red flag because I'm still fuming over this."
Uh-oh.
My boyfriend ran into a guy he went to college with at Kentucky at some law function recently. He told me the guy is getting married this weekend at this huge mansion in Lexington, told me he got an invite and said there might even be a few big wigs there. I said that was cool. Asked him what time it was and was it outside. My boyfriend then told me awkwardly that it was during the day, but he only got the one invite because the guest list is tight. Now he can't understand why I'm mad.
Oh boy.
We have been together for 3 months. Isn't that enough time where you should expect to get an invite and go to a wedding as a couple? I think if we're really together, he should take me. I'm in my head about this, and my best friend says it just shows how he feels about me. Do you think it's time to walk away?
Oh, wow. Okay. So 3 months is still a relatively new relationship. That said, though, typically, I think, you know, it would be safe to assume that maybe you're going to a wedding, but maybe it's a small wedding and this guy, her boyfriend, got a last minute invite. So just singular.
Okay. So as a female, Kelly, you are the girlfriend in this scenario. Are you like, I mean, I think I know your answer, but are you like, man, no big deal? Or are you like a little bit mad that you didn't get an invite?
I might be a little hurt, but I'm not going to make like a big deal about it. Cause again, I hate confrontation.
You're not going to message the Ben and Kelly show and ask us how to go.
Okay. Probably not. Okay. Nope. Right. I'm just going to. And now see, Tanya said 3 months. No. And he isn't going to a wedding. He's going to a business event. He isn't going to share the happiness of the couple. He's going to spread his name. So help him pick out a suit and a gift and then wish him luck. When he puts a ring on your finger, then you'll get invited to events.
Okay. Oh, okay. So
I would say I don't think you need to be engaged to go to events together, but I agree with a lot of what she said.
Okay. So Tanya is saying, hey, look, this sounds like he's looking at it like a smart business move.
Yeah, probably. Not necessarily like, hey.
Like a networking event.
Right. This is not a bestie or somebody that's, you know, he has a personal relationship with and it's just, you know, that kind of a thing.
Now, I'm going to toss this out, and then I want to hear from more of you, 502-571-9970.
But most everyone is saying, hey, 3 months is not long enough.
I will say that at my wedding, one of my friends who I had invited was like, why didn't you tell me there were going to be such attractive people? I wouldn't have brought my date. So I'm going to toss that out there that maybe he's seeing it more of a, I'm new into this relationship. Maybe
you
he's
are
not
jumping,
fully,
sir, though. You're jumping.
Maybe he's not fully committed and he's still keeping an eye. And he's like, you know what? Weddings are a great opportunity to find and meet fun people.
But wait, was your friend dating his girlfriend or was it just going to be a date? Like he was just going to bring a plus one?
I mean,
that makes a difference. I
mean,
like.
they were casually seeing each other. So, I mean, I think they were, I don't know. It's been a long time. So anyways, 502-571-9970. Group therapy. So weddings are so fun, are they not?
They're super fun, yeah.
So our listener, she messaged us. She got an invite to a posh wedding this weekend, and her boyfriend of 3 months only got one invite. She's fuming that she didn't get the nod and is like, she's got a girlfriend in her ear going, well, that just shows you how he feels about you.
And which so, I don't think is helping.
Right, exactly. That's just like stoking the fire right there.
I think, yeah, it's kind of creating some crazy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, there's a red flag in this scenario, but it's you.
Ooh.
Yeah. So here's the thing. He mentioned there's going to be a lot of big wigs. It's happening at a mansion.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of approaching this as like a networking situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's, you know, it's not a super personal thing. Plus, it's only 3 months. Many, 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 many people on Facebook are pointing out that 3 months doesn't get you an automatic wedding invite. Like, you're not there yet.
Okay.
And we got a couple of text messages. Tanya's like, let me talk to the boyfriend. Run.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I mean,
and okay. Lakeisha's like, oh, honey, girl, no, don't be over dramatic. 3 months isn't long enough to be getting your panties in a wad over and fire your friend. She's not helping you calm down.
Okay. Valid. Hey, Morgan.
Think about the bride. Okay. I'm a newlywed. I got married back in April.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And honestly, while I was making invitations and, you know, talking to my husband, he had friends that had beginning, you know, relationships. And 3 months is not honestly something that I would consider
serious
to come to my wedding, especially if it's on a tighter budget, a smaller ceremony, especially with COVID. You know, people might want to keep it smaller.
Yeah.
So I don't think she should take it personal, but so much like put herself in like the bride's perspective. Like, the bride is not thinking about someone who's been in a relationship for 3 months.
Right. And she's like, listen, it's expensive enough. I don't want to spend X number of dollars to bring someone who may not even be, you know, serious with this guy.
Exactly. So she should just go out with her friends, get her nails done, and let her dude go do some networking.
All good. Morgan, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Bree, what's your thought?
So, okay, my brother went through the same situation, similar, kind of, not really, but yes. Okay. 3 months in, it was Christmas time, and he asked me, should I buy this chick a present? And I'm like, well, you've been dating her for 3 months, so yeah, it's Christmas. But I got married 3 months after that, and he didn't bring her to the wedding. And he was in the wedding.
Oh.
So I think for her friend to say, oh, it just shows how he feels. My brother and her have been together for 10 years now.
Oh.
And it didn't have anything about how he felt about her. It was just certain situations. And 3 months in is a very new relationship. And I don't think that she should think that he doesn't feel that way about her. Like, her friend is saying, oh, you know now how he feels. It's a business, like that other woman had said.
Yeah.
It's a business opportunity. And you don't get to tell other people, hey, I need a plus one. You know, that's on them. And it was a last-minute invite. And, you know, his wife, his fiancé is probably going, really, you added somebody else? Now we got to pay $50 for their plate, you know?
Yes.
So, I understand both scenarios, but I don't think she should get upset about it.
I got you. All right, Bree, I appreciate it. Thank you. That's fair.
All right, have a good day.
Hey, you too. Hey, Bethany.
Hey. So I was talking about the whole wedding thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that her relationship is doomed if she throws a fit about a relationship that's been going on for 3 months and not getting a wedding invite.
Ooh.
First of all, 3 months ago, that's 12 weeks. Most of his friends probably don't even know she's his girlfriend after 12 weeks.
So, true.
Ooh.
I think that she's being a little nutty about it, and she goes as far as throwing a fit over that, and she'll be boyfriendless by the end of the week.
All right, Bethany, appreciate your candor, okay?
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
Valid. That's the key. This was a last-minute invitation.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think that she, even if they were together longer than 3 months, I'm not sure that she should just automatically expect to be invited to a wedding for people that she does not know. Like, she hasn't met these people. It's not like they're, you know, his good friends or whatever. I think all the aspects of this certain scenario is it's a last minute invite. Let him go. And yeah, she needs to calm down about it. The best friend is not helping.
Maybe she's getting a little bit more ticked about this because maybe she's in the same field that he is and sees it as a good networking opportunity for her too.
And okay.
And is like, well, duh.
Well, she didn't mention that, though.
I
think she's just upset as a girlfriend.
Yeah. You're right. All right. So what are we saying? We're saying, look, let's not go off the deep end with this.
Yes, I feel like we calm down. We let him go. We don't, like, get offended and think that this is a measure of how much he cares or doesn't care about you. We chill out. We let the relationship progress some more. And if another, like, personal wedding comes up and, you know, then we figure it out at that point. But 3 months is pretty new. Let's just chill out. Let's let it run its course. Let him have his fun, do the networking, and have fun. Go do something on your own that day.
And as Angela tweeted us, girl, you need to simmer down. All right. You can comment at Ben and Kelly Show if you want there with group therapy.